Our cash cattle market continues to watch a couple of different factors playing a role within the marketplace. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. We have been watching a cash cattle market again, essentially 228, 229s, a few 230s. Brandon Doherty is with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin, and he, like the rest of us, have been watching the box beef prices the last couple of days as they've been dropping.
Right, yeah, we saw that the cutouts were down, and I think that was maybe a little bit bearish here this morning on the live cattle. With that said, beef demand does remain pretty strong and the cattle numbers remain tight. The weakness of the box beef may be temporary. In addition, with the shortened holiday week, we might see a little bit of back and forth here with lighter volume.
When we look over at the hog market, that market also reacted to the hogs and pigs report that the USDA released late Tuesday afternoon. The markets reacted somewhat as we traded on Wednesday and finished out the week on Friday.
Like you mentioned, a little bit weaker here this morning. I think that's largely due to the hogs and pigs report, which was slightly bearish. It looks like all hogs and pigs as of December 1st came in at 100.6% compared to last year, which was about 1.5% above the pre-report estimate.
Also playing a factor within the hog markets is the cash hog market price across the Midwest, as well as the continued decline with the pork cutouts.
Yeah, and again, you know, hogs have been supported by a decent demand for pork, which we may see continue into next year as less expensive food source than beef right now. But again, the report was slightly bearish. I think that's what's kind of keeping some pressure on the market today.
This week, we will also have a holiday shortened week with markets closed on Thursday. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.